to tell the truth. Because if you tell the truth, you don't have to remember nothing. Praise God. That man didn't have to rehearse. He didn't have to practice. What did he say? He said, he told me he made some spittle. Praise God. And slap it on my eyes. Told me to go to the pool. Praise God. And wash. I went to the pool and I washed and I come back seeing. Praise God. They say, well, where is he? I don't know where he is. Praise God. What do you know anything else about him? No, I don't know anything else about him. The only thing I know, praise God, that I was blind. But now I can see. Praise God. Forget about all of that junk. Praise God. I'm talking about a God. I'm talking about the door. Praise God. So Jesus had to reassure this man that everything was going to be all right. And he had to remind those who were standing around listening at him. Praise God, that he is the door. You see, as we as believers, we enter God's kingdom through Jesus Christ. Praise God, it is through him that we are saved. I want you to put Acts chapter 4, verse 12 up on that marquee. Praise God, because Luke records at Acts chapter 4, verse 12, when he said, neither is there any other name, praise God, neither is salvation. Is it any other? For there is no other name under heaven given unto men whereby they must be saved other than the name of Jesus. So praise God, when somebody come and try to tell you that there is another way, praise God, you need to tell them, that's one door I know. And I'm appealing to my young folk, because young folks have a tendency to come up in a church, praise God, listen at the word of God, and then somebody grab them, somebody wearing a bow tie, somebody got a bag of peanuts, praise God, telling them that there is some other way, and they are so easily, praise God, led astray. But I'm trying to tell you that there is but the door, and that door is Jesus Christ. He is the source of our strength and our spiritual health. He is the door where we come in and where we go out spiritually healthy. And let me tell you something, that makes him valuable. I got to tell you, that makes him valuable. Praise God. The only reason why we come, oh, let me get that. That's my second point. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Praise God. The second reason, praise God, that we look at doors, you see, a door is for protection and security. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, if I didn't have any doors on my house, I would not feel secure. Praise God. So we find that the door, praise God, protects and gives us security. You see, history tells us that in the first century there were two kinds of sheepfolds. One was the kind that was located in the village, praise God, and it was a community shelter where several shepherds would take their sheepfold and they would bring them in sometime for one night or for several days. And that setting had an elaborate guardian, a gate that was there that could be locked all upon his own. Praise God. But another type of sheepfold that they had was the one that was, praise God, that were located on the mountainside. In other words, the only thing that hinged it was the stone walls that was on both sides. And there was a ravine that led, there was a opening that led into the ravine. Praise God. And they tell me that the shepherd, praise God, the shepherds would take, I always lay down. If I felt I can get back up, I would lay down and show y'all. But I can't do that, y'all. Praise God. The shepherd would lay down at the feet of the ravine. Praise God. And then, and by doing so, none of the sheep would leave without him knowing. And no wild animal or beast would come in without him knowing it. Now, praise God, whether Jesus had any one of those sheepfolds in his mind, we don't realize and we don't know. But it's immaterial. The point of the matter is that, praise God, when Jesus being the door, praise God, he is our peace. He is our protection. He is our security. And let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters, when Jesus is your protection and when Jesus is your security, you don't have to worry about anything else. Now, I know that we live in a world that is just frustrated. Praise God. We got terrorists coming here. We got ones over here trying to break in. Praise God. And I'm not going to be the person that's going to tell you this morning, praise God, that you go and sleep with your doors wide open, because we used to do that stuff when I was coming up. Amen. Because I believe back in them days, people had more sense than they have now. But praise God, I wouldn't try that today. Amen. One thing I learned about this God that I serve, he did give me 5 cents. Praise God. But I don't worry about it. I'm talking about he's the one that gives me protection, and he's the one that gives me security. You see, only God, praise God, only the door, he's the one that gives us peace and protects us until what? The day of redemption. You see, we live, like I said, in a frustrating world, praise God. Anxiety of life is a constant threat to our safety and our well-being. But Jesus offers up us the reassurance, praise God, that he is our protector. Praise God. Look what David had to say at Psalms 23. Everybody know this. And verse 1, he said, for the Lord is what? My shepherd. In other words, he lets us know that he provides for us. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Praise God. I'm looking at a bunch of people in here today. Don't look like you want for nothing. Praise God. So that lets me know that God is your shepherd. Praise God. You see, now one thing about that sheep at night, during the nighttime, sheep might get startled, amen, by some noises, and he might get awoken. But you want to know something about those sheep? Sheep were smart back in the day. I know people say that sheep were dumb. I know they were, some of them. But praise God, when those sheep got startled at night, they will go and get up. And even the sheep had enough sense to go to the opening of the ravine. And then once they saw the shepherd lying there, praise God, that's what that sheep wouldn't do. That sheep would go on back and lay down and go to sleep. Praise God, because he knew that his shepherd was there and everything was going to be all right. And that's the same way it should be with us. Praise God. If we serve God, if we have given God our heart, I don't care what come up against us. Praise God, we got to realize if sickness come up against us, praise God, if a thief is trying to break in, praise God, if somebody trying to run our name down, if we still have our trust in the door, praise God, we won't have to worry about it. Amen. They may bring some stuff up against you, but praise God, God promises that he will protect you. That's the kind of protection and security that we get. But finally, and as I get ready to close, you see, not only is a door, praise God, for going and coming, not only is a door to protect us and to provide us security. Finally, we find that a door is for what? Opening and closing. Yeah. Praise God. Can I make that thing a little plain to us? Praise God. You see, Jesus is the only and absolute only way to God. He is the door or the way into God's favor. If you want to have favor, praise God, you got to go through Jesus Christ. He is the door that is that is so broad as the heart of God. He is the door that is open to all races and to all ages. Praise God, to both males and females. He is the door that is open to persons from every strata, praise God, of society. Praise God, he is the door that is open to the rich as well as to the poor. He is the door that is open to the important and those who are all forgotten about. What am I trying to say? That he is the door, praise God, to the powerful and those who are not so powerful. My point I'm trying to tell you this morning, that Jesus is the door, and he is the door that we ought to be looking for. Praise God, all of those other doors are okay. Praise God, they all serve a purpose. But the door that I'm talking about this morning is this door called Jesus. If we go to Revelation chapter 21 and verse 12 through 13, praise God, it talks about heaven being a great wall. And there is something about this heaven that he's talking about. He said that it has 12 gates, 12 doors, 3 gates in the south, 3 gates in the north, 3 gates in the east, 3 gates in the west. What am I trying to tell you? There's so many gates to this city that one day nations and folk from all over the world, they're gonna have to come through the door, my God. And there's something about the door, praise God, is open. And it's open, for us to come in, and it's open for us to go out. Let me explain the coming in. He has given us a mechanism, praise God, where we come in, and it's called the church. Hallelujah. We come in so that we can be fed with the word of God. That's our nourishment. And praise God, when we come in and we are fed the word, not only through the preached word, but through the singing of his word, praise God, when we go out, we have enough nourishment with us that we can go out and share it with somebody else. Somebody don't realize the importance of the church. You got some folks that, well, I can stay home and I can get whatever I get at home. I can beg to differ. Do you want to know why I beg to differ? Because when I sit with you, there are some things, praise God, that you're going through that you can share with me. And if I'm going through the same thing, we feed each other. That's a part of the nourishment. That's the importance of the church. I will never stay home, praise God, saying that I can get what I need through some television. Because I'm going to tell you something, when you get sick, when you get sick, and when you are going through some stuff, I want you to call one of those TV evangelists. I want you to call one of those folk that you are sending your money to. You better learn some sense. Praise God, I don't want to call nobody name, but praise God, if you call one of those rascals, praise God, you won't even get them. I'm trying to tell you, Jesus is the door. He is the door. Hallelujah. And he opened that door over 2,000 years ago. Somebody say, how did he open the door? When they whipped him all night long, when they put a crown of thorns upon his head, he was opening up the door. Praise God.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
K-A-Y. WYTKQJO.
Awesome brother,
can tell redeeming.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare Broadcast.